is a picture of a woman equivalent to a woman halachically. We know that the halacha says when a married woman's hair is revealed, so you're not supposed to make any blessings. Seir be'isha erva, the Talmud says, the uncovered hair of a woman is like an immodest part of her being uncovered. Therefore, we could not make blessings or learn Torah audibly next to that. What if there's a picture? What if there's a video? What if there's a mirror image? Even though those are very, very similar, identical to the person, but what the Torah prohibited was the person's hair. There is no person here. There's a picture of a person here. And so, technically, the halacha is that you're not allowed to say this next to a woman's hair. There is no woman's hair here. That's point one. But now we go on to point two. There's another question over here. Meaning, you'll ask me, can I read Kriya Shema? Yeah. You'll ask me, can I say a bracha? Yes. But can I look at the picture? It's not a woman, it's just a picture. So the answer is no. And the reason is that the halacha says you're not allowed to look at a woman's clothes that's hanging out on the line, even if you don't know her. But if you see her nightgown hanging there, then you might think certain things. So the halacha recognizes that there's a biblical prohibition for a person to think about another woman. So we have one of the Ten Commandments, Lo Sachmod, thou shalt not covet. And we have another biblical prohibition, which is you're not allowed to have thoughts by day that would cause a person to have an emission at night. You're not allowed to think something that would cause a person to be hard. A person is not allowed to arouse himself. And part of tzniut, part of what the halacha expects of us, is not to go staring at women and not to go staring even at women's clothing. And if I'm not allowed to look at her clothing, then I'm not allowed to look at her picture. There's no difference. Maybe this is even worse, because this is her. So I could tell you when it comes to shiduchim, girls will sometimes send me their picture, and I always email back, or I try to remember to email back, that I don't accept pictures of women, but if she wants, I'll show it to my wife, and this way if the guy asks what she looks like, my wife could answer. You're not supposed to go analyzing what a woman looks like. You know, it's very nice that she's sending me a picture, and what am I going to do with that? Analyze it so I can answer the guy what she looks like? I'm not allowed to do that. If you see someone, that's okay. But to look at someone with intent, to take in their looks, that's not okay. So if the halacha precludes my looking at a woman's clothing hanging out on the line, and this is halacha in Shulchan Aruch in the Codex, so what do you think the halacha would say about a picture? So you could say, what do you want? It's a picture of a six-year-old girl on a swing. No one's going to have any thoughts when he looks at that. Fine. So here you're entering a touchy area, meaning you're going to look at a family picture where there's a girl standing in the family picture. Is there a problem? You tell me if there's a problem. The criterion is in your hands. It's hard to say that you can't have a family picture hanging in your living room. Yes, you can have a family picture hanging in your living room. You can't have your grandmother's picture when she was 18 years old hanging in your living room. Yes, you can. You have a black and white picture of a woman everyone knows is either in her 90s or dead. It's not a problem. But you have to know. You'll say, I have a family picture where my sisters-in-law are in the picture. Am I allowed to have that hanging in my house? You decide. I have a family picture where I have my sisters-in-law before they were married with their heads uncovered in the house. That goes to a totally different question. The woman at play, she's not part of the question. It's your question. And it's no different if it were any other woman. So a person can say, I'm going to have my wife's picture from the day before our wedding when she looked absolutely stunning hanging in our house. Why? Why is that right? You want to put it in your bedroom? You want to look at it? Great. Enjoy. The halacha says you're supposed to enjoy your wife's looks. Good for you. But you're going to have it on display outside? What for? So yeah, technically a picture is not the person. You were right in that assumption. And technically, when I display a picture of a woman's with her head uncovered, that's not the woman displaying her hair uncovered. That's also correct. But there's another prohibition at play, and that is you're not supposed to look at anything that's going to cause you to think about that woman. So, I don't know, to my mind, displaying a picture of a woman before she got married with her hair uncovered is not in line with that halacha. That's what I would think. I don't remember seeing anyone deal with that question, but it seems to me that if the halacha says don't look at her clothes hanging on the line, even if you don't know her, because you might come to thinking things you shouldn't be thinking, so then what would you say about you do know her, and now you're going to see a picture of what she looked like a week ago, a month ago, a year ago? I don't see why that would be right. Personally, I'm explaining to you the halachic background of why I don't think that would be right.
I understand one thing. If it's like a family portrait where she's one of the people in there,
if your guests are going to come and start looking and analyzing and saying, wow, your wife looked beautiful a year ago. So then that's not what Allah wants you to be doing. It's one thing when it's only the family that's going to look at it. What some people do is they take their family pictures and they put them in the back rooms where only the family really goes. They don't put them out in the living room or in the guest rooms or where people are going to see it. Okay, that makes sense. Well, why does everyone else have to see the family pictures? Again, this is a little bit of a gray area because you understand it makes a little bit of a difference how many years passed. When your wife is 50 and that's a picture of when she was 18, that might not be a problem. It depends a little bit on how much there's a resemblance and the picture itself, what the picture shows. But the criterion is it's not supposed to be something that might cause a person to think about her. Okay, you have to see how that falls into that criterion. Well, you're supposed to think about your wife.
Right.
So, right. The question is anyone else, not you.
No, I'm saying even if you don't find the picture to be specifically noticeable, or her presence is noticeable, you have to think about what other people are going to see.
Right. I think so, yeah.